You're about to make a trade. Which you do you listen to? Is it, get optioning those options? Or let's do a little research. Learn more at finra.org/trade smart.
I went to the school to speak and motivate, and everybody's pumped up and excited. I high-five all the kids, and the principal brings his girl to me. She's like, this young lady wants to speak to you, and she's in tears saying, Mr. Jeremy, I plan to commit suicide today. I slipped out the back door of the school. They caught me and made me come to this stupid assembly, but I'm so glad I did. Because of your message, I want to live. I want to live. And, bro, she runs off the class. You know my heart was just tore up, bro.
A lot of people say that there's no higher power. That was an intervention from God.
Absolutely, bro.
Sharp French, what up? This one luck, I let the pain inspire me. I put my all in everything I'm doing. Up until it's done, I'm me for the entirety. I put in overtime, I be working. Just know I'ma go for mine, cause I earned it. They watching, I know it's time, I confirmed it. A whole society determines the soul.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Sean French. And today, I have with me an amazing dude, an amazing entrepreneur, the creator of Next Level Speakers. He founded the thing. He's a seven-figure speaker. He's been in the trenches. He's been through the depths of darkness, and he has risen up, and he's now impacting many people. He's also an author, an amazing husband, and a philanthropist. I have my boy, Jeremy Anderson, with me. What's up, dog?
Sean, what's up, family? How you feeling, man?
Man, it's just good to see you, man. Likewise. Just good to see you.
Likewise. You know,
this ain't a bad Friday. I get to hang out with one of my brothers and have a great conversation and just talk, man.
No doubt. Glad to be here, man. Thanks for having me on the show, bro. I'm excited.
Oh, it's an honor, man. Thank you for being so gracious and excited to be on. It's the feeling's mutual, my friend. Absolutely. So, man, I just... You know, it's one of those things where when I know so much about my guests, I always have to rewind, right? Because my audience may not exactly know. So for those individuals that don't know Jeremy Anderson, why don't you give them a little bit of a background on kind of how your story started, where you came from, and to lead you to where you are now?
Yeah, so people come. I can't wait till you come to our property here in Atlanta, bro. When people come to our house, whether it's Amazon or FedEx or somebody dropping off food, the first thing they ask is, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, you shouldn't ask me, what do I do now? You should ask me, what did I have to overcome to have this sustain? Like, what did I have to fight through? What pain, what suffering, what tears, what rejection, what depression, what anxiety, what blood got spilled to get to where I am today, brother. You feel me? And so
I do.
Man, you know, like a lot of people, I grew up without my biological father. You know, my mom had me when she was 16 years old. She had to drop out of school and get her GED. Grew up in poverty. A lot of anger issues, bro. A lot of rage. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's turned to passion now and purpose. But at that time, a lot of rage, a lot of blaming cops and blaming teachers and blaming everybody else. 10 years of drug and alcohol abuse, repeated failure in school. A diagnosis of ADHD, bro. I went to 3 different schools for the 9th grade. I kept getting kicked out and kept funking and failing. And I finally got my act together. I came across some teachers who really connected with me. They really spoke life to me. They really helped me see the greatness that was inside of me, man. And long story short, bro, I grinded hard. I caught up with my right grade. I graduated from high school on time. I went to college. And it's like things were on the up and up. But then I got mixed in with the wrong crowd. And long story short, man, I started selling drugs. I was selling weed by the pound. I was pulling kick doors. I was robbing other dope dealers. You know what I'm saying? And I was running 2 nightclubs. One was for the grown and sexy where you had to wear a suit. The other one was just like, you could wear your hat to the back and baggy jeans. And
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you. Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
I was getting all this money and I wasn't living a life of purpose. I was squandering the money, Sean. Bro, I was renting a different luxury exotic car every week, just like wasting money. Like throwing parties with rap stars and getting drunk and getting high and just living this wild, reckless lifestyle. So when people see me today, author and CEO of four different companies and seven-figure speaker and helping thousands of other speakers become six and seven figures and all this positivity, they hear me preaching the gospel and sharing my testimony. They see all this positivity. I'm like, yeah, but y'all don't know from what I've come from. Long story short, bro, I had to lose everything. You know what I'm saying? My mom, though my biological father wasn't in my life. Can I talk about my faith, my brother?
Yeah, come on, man.
Though my biological father wasn't in my life, man, God blessed me with a dad. He married my mom, and I was like 8 years old. And I was like, so you going to be my daddy? And he said, yes. And he began to, you know, grow with me and groom me over the years. And I realized now the great things he was doing for me. Didn't realize that at the time, but he was praying a prayer in the height of my success in crime and all the crazy stuff I was doing. He was like, God, whatever he's doing that doesn't bring you glory, I pray that he fails at it. And bro, within a week and a half, we end up losing both nightclubs. My O-Connect got caught up with the feds. So I literally have, because I made all my money from the dope game and from two nightclubs. And I was selling in one of the nightclubs that was the more hood, the kind of more urban. It was like a wings place during the daytime. And so I was moving work, drugs out of there. So people would come in like they're getting like a to-go bag of wings and fries, but it's really a whole pound of weed. So I had this whole enterprise and I thought it was so brilliant. But by the grace of God, bro, I ended up losing everything. And I really ended up hitting, bro, when I tell you rock bottom, like rock bottom, driving a 1987 Nissan Stanza wagon. And I had to drive with the windows rolled down.
The crank had an exhaust issue.
And the exhaust was in the car. Man, I got humbled. I lost everything. And I had this crazy experience with my grandmother. And my grandma was just like, you know, what happened to my grandson that was doing positive things? I was like, people change. She said, baby, God can change you back and God can still use you. And God has a plan for you. And I felt something in that moment, bro. And man, gave my life to Christ, bro. Ended up getting baptized, brother. October 17th, 2009. So October of this year will be 16 years walking with Christ. And so I went through my transition, my road to Damascus moment, and I am where I am today because of all the things I had to struggle through. So I'm gonna stop right there. But that's the origin.
I love it.
Here I am now. They're amazed, bro.
I love it, man. And that's what I want the audience to really key in on that, right? Because you mentioned in the very beginning, and first of all, I want to say, I grew up without a biological father until I was eight as well. Okay. And then my mom married someone that as my dad. And you know, so we have a lot of similarities. You know, I didn't get caught up in, you know, the nightclub and the selling drugs, but I got caught up in as being a baseball player and out womanizing and drinking. You know, while I was in college, man, I was at LSU, bro. I was in Baton Rouge and we were the big dudes on campus because that was back when football wasn't winning. Like we were it. We had the run of Baton Rouge, bro. Anywhere we went, road trips, it didn't matter. So, but the bottom line is a lot of people to the point when FedEx comes, Amazon, whatever, who, you know, comes to your house says, man, what do you do for a living? It's like, man, it ain't about what I do. It's what did I overcome? And for the audience, for you guys watching and listening, I want you to think about your life right now because, you know, we all want these flashy things. We all want, you know, to be a seven figure speaker or a CEO of a company or a top show host. And we have this big idea and this big mountain, right? The Mount Kilimanjaro, the peak of that dang thing. And we think that's the treasure. It's not. That's not the treasure. It's all those moments in between. I talk about this very often, right? Is those moments of pain, of shedding blood, crying when no one's around. I mean, I could tell you, Up to about a year ago, when no one was home, I was sitting in there in the office when I was recording at home in between podcasts, crying because I was so depressed and miserable. No one knows the struggle, but those are the moments that made me. Those are the moments that made the show better. Those are the moments that made me a better husband, a better father, right? And so, like, I just think that's something to be said, and I just love how you touched on that, right? Because you can't be an effective speaker if you don't understand that. You can't.
Right. And a lot of people struggle with that, Sean. Most people overcome something and it's like, okay, I'm not in that season no more. I don't want to tell nobody. And I'm like, no, tell the world. Shout Dude. From the mountaintops.
Come on. Let them
know what you went through, how you overcame, what you experienced, how you fought through, your perseverance. Bro, people pay me $45,000 to $50,000 every time I speak to share my perseverance, to share my story, to share my grit, to share my passion, like to share the mindset that I had and the action steps that I put in place to make it over. And so I tell folks all the time, Sean, and you know this all too well, bro. It's just like everything you've gone through, it's actually working out for your good. It is actually strengthening you. And so even when I went through, bro, I just came out one of the, it's crazy to hear where you were feeling emotionally and mentally a year ago. Bro, I just came out of one of the heaviest and most challenging seasons, one of the most confusing seasons of my life. And when I stand on stage and I speak and I'm sweating and my body temperature is like going up and I've got all this passion and people think I'm just motivational. Nah, I'm just persuaded by the pain, like the challenges, the heartbreak, like the struggles, like all of that stuff makes us and informs us. And if I could just tell your audience anything, the most brilliant thing I ever did, Sean, is I didn't quit. The most brilliant thing I ever did, bro, is I didn't give up. And I know it's the same with you. Go for it.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
But that's the thing, man. You know, like it bothers me so much when someone's like, man, I tried that. It didn't work. How long did you try it for? Come on. Like you're going to tell me you tried something for a year and it didn't work. That's not your checkpoint. This show was nothing for 3.5 years.
Come on.
Nothing. Now we're top 8 trending on Spotify.
Crazy.
It's because all of a sudden, you know, people say, where'd that come from? That was overnight. No, it wasn't overnight. You're just now seeing it. But I was sitting there doing the work as I started it in my car, then I went to my den. And it was painful every time because I knew it wasn't it. I was like, this isn't the final landing spot. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have everything that I need in order to make this thing really great. But what I did have is the presence of mind not to stop. And I always said to my, and shout out to my beautiful wife. She goes, you have everything you need. One day someone's going to see it. And I'm like, that's not how it works in this business. And baby, you were right. I'm sorry. You know, it's like, you just keep going because those moments of pain and heartache, and even though it hurt so much, like there was times, man, I'm sure you could relate to this, Jeremy, you know, bro, like you wake up in the morning, you put your feet on the ground, you're grateful that God woke you up, but you're also like, damn, this hurts. I can't today. I can't literally. And I tell myself that to this day, sometimes there's days where I wake up like, I can't do this. Today I woke up, I'm like, there's no shot I can get a good lift in. So you know what I did? I went and got a good lift in because I take whatever pain I'm going in and I stare it in the face and I lean right into that crap. And now I can overcome.
But that's where greatness comes from, right? Like that's why you are who you are. That's where you are in life. That's why you are who you are. That's why you have the wife, the kids, the life. You were determined, pun intended, right? You were determined to win. And I just really got to a point where I was just like, I need to start believing this. Like I need to start believing that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. I need to start believing, Sean. You know what I'm saying? That he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I had to start believing, you know what I'm saying? That I can really do all things through Christ. I really start believing, you know what I'm saying? That everything I was going through was going to make me stronger. I had to start believing, like all the things I was reading and all the quotes and all the books, I looked at other amazing people who went through hard times, and I realized there's one common thing. They didn't quit. And so I, like you, brother, was determined to keep fighting. And then you look up years later and we got the whole Next Level brand. So Next Level Living, Next Level Student Curriculum, Next Level Speakers Academy, like all things Next Level. So I shake the addiction. I shake the drug and alcohol, bro. I was smoking 2-3 blunts a day, a pack of Newports a day, and a fifth of Henny, bro. Like, I'm going to wake up to the power. You know what I'm saying? Like, Don Julio Patron, like, I was just, and I set myself free. Bro, do you know out of 15 and a half years, I haven't taken not one drop of liquor. I haven't taken not one puff. And for anybody that enjoys it, like, cool. But for me, I was addicted to it. So I realized I'm not disciplined enough to have a cocktail or two. Because next thing I know, I'm trying to buy the bar and I'm getting wasted. My boys are carrying me out, or I'm lashing out, or getting a DUI or something. And so I realized, like, I gotta cut all of this out. And people say, Jeremy, how did you go without a nicotine patch or AA meetings? Like, I took it one day at a time.
Yeah.
I was determined every day, Sean, like, I want to win Friday. I'm not worried about Saturday. I'm going to let Sunday worry about itself. Thursday is done. I'm determined to win on Friday. And then I went from one level to the next level, bro. And long story short, man, got a good job, began to travel and speak here or there, going to schools and churches, and had a great career. And me and my wife bought a house, and I'm giving 20%, then 30% to my local church and charities, because I wanted to start giving the little bit that I had, right? Because I was just so grateful to have this new life, and eventually quit my job because I met a little girl, pretty red hair and freckles, seventh grade, that told me she was going to commit suicide, bro. But because of my story, she wants to live. Sean, a little seventh grader in Alabama changed my life. I went to the school to speak and motivate, and everybody's pumped up and excited. I high-five all the kids, and the principal brings this girl to me. She's like, this young lady wants to speak to you, and she's in tears saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. You saved my life. I'm thinking, like, my story wasn't that good. She said, Mr. Jeremy, I plan to commit suicide today. I slipped out the back door of the school. They caught me and made me come to this stupid assembly, but I'm so glad I did. Because of your message, I want to live. I want to live. And, bro, she runs off the class. You know my heart was just tore up, bro.
I'm speechless on that, bro. And
bro,
it's so funny when like, not funny, comical, but it's crazy to me, because there's a lot of people say that there's no higher power. That was an intervention from God.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely, bro. I went home, told my wife, and I was like, babe, I need to quit my job and go full time. I'm not just motivating people. I think I actually just saved this little girl's life. And bro, my wife's so gangster, she quit her job too. She was like, you still got ADHD. You be all over the place. So I'm gonna quit my job and we gonna build it together. And
I was thinking, like,
are you sure about that? Because she worked for the government.
Mm.
And we went all in, bro. We were charmed. We were determined, brother.
It's wild, bro.
So when people see the way we live now and how we travel and the kids we're able to put in college, our foundation, we put 60 kids through college since 2020. And we see 1,000 young children every week in South Africa.
Wow.
So though I'm bringing in a lot of revenue, I'm also dishing out a lot and blessing a lot of people. So my message to others is like, anything is possible. To every person listening on this podcast, like, when you were determined, you surround yourself with good people. Man, brother, possibilities are endless, brother. I'm running my mouth too much. Let me stop.
No, man, you're good, bro. Like, hey, you're on a roll, man. I absolutely love you, bro. Like, here's the thing, dude. You're telling your story. And the one thing that I want to point out to the audience, man, because I always like to talk to them during the shows, right? Because I want them to connect. So a lot of people think it's motivation, and none of it is. None of it is. I know, you know, they label you as a motivational speaker. And, you know, at times people go, Sean's a great motivator. I'm not a great motivator. I'm just telling my story. And I tell you what, I'm not a very motivated individual. Like, I mean, straight up, like, there's moments of motivation. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if an idea hits me, I get excited, I'm motivated. But what takes me through is discipline. And what I'd like for you to do is talk to the audience on the difference of how you see motivation versus discipline. Because to me, they're two different things. Because, like, for instance, someone comes to your event in Atlanta in June, right? I'll be there. Can't wait. We got a special gift for your audience, so make sure you hang out and wait to listen, and then also check the show notes. But, you know, the bottom line is I could go there and I could watch all these amazing speakers and I could be so motivated at that point. Then I get on the flight and something happens, me and my wife get in an argument, right? Or something happens to one of my kids. Where'd that motivation go? It's gone. So what? Most people shut down at that point instead of following through with what they said they were going to. So I'd like for you to speak on that.
Yeah, so I often tell people when motivation runs out, dedication has to click in.
Okay. Right?
And so for me and my mindset, I realized in order for me to dominate, I've got to be super disciplined, right? So I'm waking up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. I have my one-on-one time where I can meditate, I can pray, I can read, I can grow as a person so I can be the husband for my wife, Tracy, so I can be the father for Jackson and Jewel. Because if not, and I'm just on some me stuff, it's not going to be pretty, right? So I'm working on my character every day, bro. It's like I have to kill the old Jeremy. I have to kill the average Jeremy. I have to be super duper disciplined, right? So there are certain websites I can't go to. It's certain people on social media I can't follow. It's certain conversations I refuse to have. Like, I've got to be super duper disciplined in order to go to the next level, because I am not super duper motivated. People think because I work out 5-6 days a week, like you, Sean, you super fit, when they probably think like you love going to the gym. Bro, I'm not a gym buff like that.
I don't like going
because I'm disciplined. Mm-hmm. I would much rather be at home kicking it or in the backyard going for a swim, but yeah. I'm in the gym hitting that iron, you know what I'm saying? Like hitting the weights, like in the sauna. I go in the cold plunge. I hate the cold plunge. Mm-hmm. They talk about all the great benefits. I'm like, that's great. This is cold as hell though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm in there because I'm disciplining my mind.
Yep.
Discipline my soul, my spirit that says, commit yourself to this pain. Commit yourself to this torture. It's mental, Jeremy. Control your breathing. 5 seconds inhale, 5 seconds exhale. You are stronger than this cold water. There are people that do this every single day. Don't be physically strong, but mentally weak. So I'm putting myself through this process to be disciplined. Talk to me, brother.
So don't be physically strong and mentally weak. Mm-hmm. That to me resonates, right? Because you know, we can be physically strong and we can look a certain way, but if our mind is mush and we don't push ourselves, and if we give in to too much victimhood mentality, somebody else's fault or whatever, like your mindset is the only thing you can actually control. And for those of you listening right now and saying, no, because I just lost my job, I cannot control my mindset, my life sucks. Well, what if you lost your job because God's trying to show you there's something different for you? You know, I'll give somebody a very simple example. Okay. You're on the interstate and you have somewhere to be, and all of a sudden there's an accident in front of you, or you're late. Maybe here's a better one, because this happens, right? You know, this, you live with a woman, you live with kids. They'll make you late for stuff, man. They will. Me and wife say we want to be out the door by 8 a.m. It's 9:45. I'm like, what the hell, man? You know, like we're out. It's not that late, but maybe 40 minutes late. Then we go down 75. We get to, like, you know, Sarasota, maybe. There's a massive accident. That could have been us. So I want the audience to really challenge their paradigm or perspective. Because if you're late for something, or if something shifts in your life, maybe it's saving you from something pretty catastrophic.
Facts. And I think a lot of people, you know, don't realize, like, everything is going, there are certain things we can control and certain things we can't control. And it's like, okay, you're rushing here, but that could have been you on the side of the road. Like, that could have been you having that crazy accident. So, like, be grateful. And so for me, even when bad things happen, when the door closes, I'm like, that just wasn't my opportunity. When a deal doesn't come through, well, they didn't sign the contract, they want another speaker. Well, obviously that's not what I was supposed to have. Or, you know what I'm saying? And so if the plane was late, okay, well, obviously I'm not supposed to be in the air at that time. So I don't even get caught up on that. I'm at peace with it. And I'm chasing. Yep. One thing I was talking about, our mutual friend, E.T., Dr. Eric Thomas, E.T. the hip hop preacher. E.T. was just like, Jeremy, don't chase peace. Chase perfect peace. So I'm in a place tonight. I'm going to tell every man, every woman that's on, that's listening to the show, that's watching the show right now, like, I'm chasing peace now. I just want that, bro. I've had so much trauma. I've had so much turmoil. I'm chasing peace now. Though I'm super passionate and loud, like, and energetic, but ultimately, bro, I want peace. And so I'm trying to find a way now. Even when bad things happen, I'm at peace. Even when a door closes, I'm
so
at peace.
So funny, because
it's not working out how I want, I'm at peace.
And here's the thing, man. Like, before we hopped on the call, I got word that I didn't get a certain gig that I thought I was going to get. And I looked at it. I said, bet. Good. Let them choose somebody else for this. That's fine. It wasn't the room I was supposed to be in. It's okay. You know, and I'm not going to lie, right? Initial knee-jerk reaction, low-level Sean kicks in like, seriously? Come on. Like, what the heck, man? Like, this sucks. I really needed to do this. This is a great opportunity. I'm like, hold on. Wasn't for you. Shift. Right. And I think that it's so important. And I know a lot of people probably listen like, hey, I just can't do that. I just can't do that. Well, then start small. Start small. Like, if you cannot do that on a massive level yet, then start with one thing that you can control. Just one thing. Like, get up and go for a walk. What people don't understand is everything's connected, right? And the biggest thing, where you find peace, this is my opinion, right? This is for me. And I want to hear what you have to say too. But I find I can achieve peace when I'm living right. And that is very, very broad. So I'm going to break it down. It's called alignment. So when I think of, when I get to heaven's gates, and God is going to introduce me to some man, and I'm going to be like, who is that? He goes, well, that's you. That's the vision I created you in. You don't recognize him? Scares me. It scares me so badly, right? So for me, what is that higher self? What do I want out of this life? What is my purpose? I feel my purpose was this. My whole life, I could speak to all walks of life. It didn't matter if you're a construction worker, a doctor, a homeless person, it didn't matter. I was able to find something relatable to have a conversation with somebody about. And when I turned 42, I found the mic, right? And I started, and it was good, but I wasn't in complete alignment yet, right? So I was just talking to my team before the show. I was like, I can remember as early as to, it's funny because they, Sean, you're super fit. Well, in in December of 2024, I was 30 pounds heavier. I was 31% body fat. Sloppy. And look, I was talking about, my show was called The Determined Society, right? And we had great show analytics. We were doing well, all this kind of stuff. But it's like, here I am talking about determination and discipline, and I'm showing it in one area of my life, just one, which is the show. And I can look at myself in the mirror that one day and I go, how dare you talk about this? How dare you talk about discipline? How dare you talk about determination? Because you can't even be disciplined on what you put in your mouth or if you're getting up and go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? So this is what's crazy. The moment I started being aligned and making decisions that are in line with that individual that's going to become one of those top level hosts, right? The chasing of the Joe Rogan, who I think is a GOAT, right? Like chasing him, getting that same conversation of these bigger names. Like I had to be the best me. So I started chipping away at it. I'm not going to chase them. I'm going to be the best me. I'm going to control my diet. I'm going to get in the gym, right? And so that's where we're at right now. I go from 198 to 200, right around in that two pound range, right? Yep. And you know, on a caliper, I'm measuring 10.7%.
Come on. Wow.
Again, I find peace and alignment with who I'm supposed to be. That's it. For me, that's what it is.
That's it. You know, when I think about the determined society, I think about like having a determined mindset. I heard this quote by my brother Inky once that says, I don't want to be a public success, but a private failure.
Come on, right? Man.
So what I am always doing is I'm taking a deep audit in my life, right? And so I've realized something. This is going to sound crazy, but you get it. But your audience might feel like, wow, as I begin to work on my character, my money went up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I began to work on myself internally, and so I realized, like, I'm giving so much attention to my companies and my business and my stage and my branding and my community. I don't want my family to suffer. And so I began to put more work in. So now me and my wife, we get marriage counseling. We're getting stronger. We're being more intimate. And I used to think intimacy was just like physically, but now it's like emotionally available. Yeah. And I'm really opening up my heart and breaking through some of those traumas and really availing myself to her. And now I see my wife like blossoming and blooming like a flower I've never seen before. And I'm more present with my kids. Right before I came on the show, I just went across town to go to my son's school for field day and had lunch with him and came right back to be with you, right? My daughter, I helped her become an author. She wrote her book, Jewel's Adventure in South Africa. Now she's working on her adventure that she took when she went on a trip to Paris with my wife. Like, I'm just finding new ways to pour into my kids. And so I'm and my wife, and so I'm really working on myself. I've got my own counselor. I'm doing my own therapist. I'm doing the yoga. I'm doing what I got to do to be the best me. And so when you talk about like alignment and really having that perfect peace, like that's it. Because years ago, Sean, I was running on fumes.
Yeah, man.
And I didn't realize it. I was just taking care of everybody else. And my counselor says, you know, Jeremy, like you got to take care of you. Now, Sean, what kind of vehicle you drive? I'm sure you got.
I drive a TRX.
Okay, so if you're in your TRX and you're driving, and whether it's a full tank or whether you got 10 miles, you can still get to 100 miles an hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Quickly.
You see what happens? After when the miles hit zero, you're gonna go instantly from 100 miles an hour within 2 minutes. To 90, 80, 70, 60, 10 miles to putting on the side of the road. That's where I was years ago, bro. I was mashing the gas, super determined, super disciplined, super focused, taking care of everybody else, but I wasn't taking care of myself. So when you talk about, and I almost found myself like on the side of the road of life. So when you talk about like value system and really making sure that, you know what I'm saying, that you're at peace with yourself and that perfect peace and really kind of making sure that you are in the best space and you're taking care of you on the inside so that, you know what I'm saying, you can really live that life of purpose. Like, I relate to that a lot.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, man. You know, I've been on that side, you know, the side of the road in life too, right? And it's really about being honest with yourself, man. I think the things that we have the opportunity to do every single day, just like you said, you went to field day, like you had lunch with your son. I get to do that a lot. You know, I went to my daughter's, this one, can I tell you a story real quick?
Yeah, come on.
So my kids go to this prep school and it's a really good school. My wife teaches there, praise God, because it's 30 grand a year to go there and we don't have to pay that. So that's nice. it's like college. So she's in kindergarten and she comes home to me and I hear, you know, my wife come through the door and, you know, my daughter chit chattering and she goes, go ask your daddy, go ask your daddy. And so she goes, you think he'll do it? You think he'll do it? Goes, just go ask your dad. Go, 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 go. So she comes up to me and she goes, daddy, she hands me this packet. It's an entrepreneurial competition packet. Will you do this with me? I go, Mia, say less. Like, absolutely. Come on, let's go. Well, you know, it's like, oh, you can make trinkets. You can make something. You can make stuffed animals. What do you want to make?
Right.
She goes, I want to help people, dad. Wow. I'm like, well, how are you going to do that? She goes, same way you do. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm like right now getting emotional about it. Right. So I'm like, well, what are you going to do? And she goes, well, I just want to help kids. And I said, okay, well, let's back up. What do you want to call it? Because I know one of your favorite things is pandas. Yes, we can call it Panda Show. I'm like, how about, you know, we search some names. I'm like, how about Panda Paws, right? You know, and because the premise is that she says, I want to help kids that are my age deal with their big emotions because sometimes their adults don't understand when we have them.
Wow.
So she created this, you know,
and she's course, in kindergarten.
She's a witch, bro. Like she's so smart, dude. Wow. So, I'm like, all right, cool. So you know, I had to build out revenue streams with her and, you know, processes and all that kind of stuff. Long story short, she ends up, you know, going in my old office where I used to shoot my show. She gets on the mic. You know, I fire up the computer. I get her on Riverside. I'm taking photos. She's got all the deal and we do everything. And she placed, you know, she took third place, man. But it's because of those moments that we poured into our children, that we have the opportunity to pour into our children during the work day when they're at school and be a part of it. It creates for some great moments like that, which give us peace.
For sure. For sure. And that's what it's all about. You know, that's what it's all about, man. I'll have to come back and go deeper into the framework that I created years ago called occupational integrity. And it's written operating at the highest level with integrity in all the spaces you occupy as a human. So I just spoke for SpaceX about a month ago. I was with the Ford Motor Company. Like when I'm with all these big companies, they're like, Jeremy, come in and teach on your framework of occupational integrity, because nobody's ever heard of that, but that's something that I created myself. And so most people, it's like, okay, this is where you learn how to operate with integrity at the highest level at work on your occupation. No, you occupy this space, Sean, as a husband, as a father, as a speaker, as a podcast host, as an author. Like you occupy multiple spaces. So I really, my life, my purpose in life, yes, helping people speak and help them become successful there, monetize their message. But in addition to that, I want people to operate at the highest level in every aspect. And it's possible, but not possible if you don't take care of you. So all you listeners, like you hear what Sean is saying the adjustments he had to make. I'm sharing adjustments I have to make. And yeah, I've accomplished some things, but I'm really trying to let the audience know, like I've struggled and I made a ton of mistakes and I'm getting counseling and therapy, trying to figure it out. But we're determined to win. Right. Yeah. And every time I grab the microphone, I find a way to let people know it is possible for you to win and to win big in every aspect of life. But you got to be, as you often say, determined.
You got to be determined. And determination doesn't look like what everybody thinks it looks like. And everybody thinks it's like this sexy, gritty, fighting type of thing. It's just sometimes it's putting your shoes on when you don't want to, you know, and, you know, metaphorically speaking, as we land the plane, dude, we got to talk about the event, man, June 7th through the 9th, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with you, Inky, E.T. I know my boy Brandon Burns is going to be there. My girl Rachel. Yeah. I'm super excited to see everybody. So, you know, talk to the audience about that. And by the way, for those of you listening, a special code for Next Level Speakers is code TDS. You get 20% off. So it's going to be in the show notes with the link to their website. Click that when you check out, code word TDS. All right? You better be there. Especially my Atlanta folk.
Yes, sir. So, Sean, so I started the Next Level Speakers Academy 5 years ago. I've had guys that used to play in the NFL, the NBA, and women that was retired from NASA. People send me DMs. Can you coach me? Can you mentor me? I follow you. I follow ET. I follow Inky. And I never had time. But when the pandemic came and all my events went virtual, I was like, well, I have time to create a program. And so we had one of the top motivational professional speaker programs in the world, and we have an annual conference, our Next Level Speakers Conference. And I'm glad to know you'll be in the building kicking it with us. E.T., Inky Johnson, Rachel Joy, Lisa Nichols. Like, bro, we've got powerhouse speakers. It's a 3-day conference, June 6th through 8th. Everything from the marketing, the branding, storytelling, how to get the engagements, how to get the corporate contracts, like how to put together your website, how to integrate AI. If somebody wants to be a thought leader, they want to learn how to effectively communicate, or they want to learn how to jump on the stage like me and you, you know, Next Level Speakers Conference. So I tell everybody, go to nextlevelspeakersconference.com, a 3-day event, June 6th through 8th. Truly life-changing. You'll see, brother. I'm excited to host you. We're going to spoil you, bro. We're going to take great care of you. It's going to
be... You're going to spoil your boy, huh? That's dope. I love it. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. It's going to be good. And so, like, of course, for everybody that's a part of the Determined Society, you get a 20% off and type in TDS once for the promo code in nextlevelspeakersconference.com, bro. So I am excited, man. It's going to be here in Atlanta, Georgia. 1,000 people in the building, the biggest conference for speakers. It's going to be epic, man. I'm excited.
That's going to be great, man. It's going to be kicking with y'all. I was with ET in July. Okay. So I can't believe it's almost been a year.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. A year. We were in Traverse, Michigan.
That's where y'all were, in Traverse, Michigan?
That's where we linked up. Traverse, Michigan.
Wow.
At Glover U. He did a big keynote there for that for that real estate conference. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a beautiful city, bro. That's a beautiful town.
Really? I haven't been.
They call it the Bahamas of America. Like, it's clear water. It's just strange. Like, Sleeping Bear Dunes, like Lake Michigan. When we get down here, go Google that. It's beautiful, bro. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Wow. But no, man, I just want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your story and really connecting with the audience and really not just speaking, you know, to them, speaking with them. I feel like you looked the audience in the eye today and you got heart to heart with them and really explained your story, you know, on what you went through and what you had to overcome to get there, and you started it off perfectly talking about everybody sees how you live. It's like, what do you do? It's not about what I do. It's what I had to overcome to get here. And right. So the audience, like, guys, you know, there's, if you're going through something that hurts so bad right now, you know, whether you're thinking about, you know, an attempt on your life or things like that, reach out to somebody, man, reach out to somebody, hell, reach out to me, because the bottom line is, you're going through this. And if you get through that one moment, you're going to be stronger than you've ever imagined. And that's what it's going to take. Right. It's what it's going to take for you to achieve your dreams is to become really strong and overcome things that you don't think you can. But the bottom line is God wouldn't give it to you if you couldn't.
Can I add something to that, brother?
Yeah, man. Come on.
You know what I love about what you said is people don't realize the stuff that they're going through, like how it makes them that much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we've got a community of thousands of speakers who have gone through pain and tests and trials and tribulations, but they learn how to package it. They're profiting from their pain. They figured it out. They cracked the code, you know? And so I often tell folks, Sean, it's like, okay, well, because there are some people that say, I want to be a motivational speaker, but I'm going through a really dark time right now. Well, that's because God don't want you out here camping and lying. Like, so he's going to let you go through something so that you overcome it. So you got some weight behind your message, right? And so to anybody that's listening that has thought about maybe sharing their message, like sharing their story, like people are profiting and able to create additional revenue from sharing their story and their message and their pain. It's not a testimony if you don't testify. And
come on. So
I am such a big supporter of people saying, hey, this is the mistakes I made. This is the screw ups, and this is the challenges I had. But I made it over, and I didn't quit. I didn't figure it out, and I'm looking forward to helping individuals, man, like trying to take back their pain, take back that shame, and really lean in to help other people. Because on your show, people drawn to you because you're open and you're vulnerable and you're transparent. You literally just told them, you know, say how you were 30 pounds overweight, 30%. You know what I'm saying? Body fat, like in a funk a year ago, dealing with depression, like the average person, as you know, Sean, is not really sharing that.
Yeah.
But that's your power. That's your strength. He's like, yeah, I was there. I'm not there right now, but that's where I was. And this is where I am now. And that gives people hope, man. And so just grateful to be on the show, man. And grateful to be building with you, brother.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Well, dude, you're welcome back anytime. We can have you back you know, a little bit later and talk about, you know, your other thing and how it relates to everything. But dude, it was just a pleasure, man. I'm so grateful to be connected with you now. And, you know, I can't wait to see you guys in June. It's going to be awesome. So again, thank you, brother. Thank you. For the audience, I want to thank you for listening. Please do me a favor. If you know anybody that needs to hear this message, please share it with them. Please share the show, you know, share the message, connect with us. Let us know what you loved about the show, you know, and really dive into this message, because there's a lot of great things said today that if you just leave the possibility open that it may be true, not just true for us, but true for you too. You could overcome the hardest things in your life and become a massive success. And you could have peace and alignment at the same time. All right, guys. So I love y'all. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay determined.
Sharp French, what up? This one, luck, I let the pain inspire me. I put my all in everything I'm doing. Up until it's done, I'm me for the entirety. I put in overtime, I be working. Just know I'ma go for mine, cause I earned it. They watching, I know it's time, I confirmed it. A whole society determines the show.
Next up is a little song from CarMax about selling a car your way.
You wanna sell those wheels, you wanna get a CarMax instant offer.
So fast.
Wanna take a sec to think about it.
Or like a month.
Wanna keep tabs on that instant offer.
With OfferWatch.
Wanna have CarMax pick it up from your driveway.
So, wanna drive? CarMax. Pickup not available everywhere. Restrictions and fee may apply.